We continue our scripture reading through the Gospel of Matthew this morning, Matthew chapter 13, Matthew 13, verses 24 to 43. This is on page 1040 if you're using the Pew Bible. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 43. Matthew 13 is certainly known as the parable chapter, and it's full of parables. It's all parables, and Jesus has already explained somewhat of why he's speaking in these parables. There's a little bit further explanation in this section of why parables. And the one thing it does is it certainly, while it has an implications for those who aren't believers and those whom he's already said have not been given ears to hear, and there's a judgment motif there, but he's explaining it to his disciples, and it's a reminder, isn't it, of the way things are now and the way things will be. It's a reminder, it's a lesson in Christ and his kingdom and how his kingdom works and what's going on in this world. As we see things, it seems one way, and Christ is saying, well, here's really what's going on. And there is, of course, in this life, there are weeds and wheat growing together. He explains it, what that means. There are the wicked and the righteous together in the same field, as it were. That certainly applies to the church, but it's in a general sense of what it's like in this life, in this world. And it's going to be that way. It's going to continue that way until the very end. And there will come a time, as much as we would want it to be now, for the weeds to be all removed, and yet it's not that way, but there will come a time when the weeds are gathered in and burned up. It's Jesus saying there will be those who aren't trusting in him who go to hell, who are gathered up, and he's reminding of what this world is about and what's happening and going on in this life, and yet he will gather his wheat, his people, trusting in him, into his own barn, as he says. And he's telling you all that that means and what's happening now and what will happen in the end. And so it's a summons, isn't it, for those who don't trust in Christ to trust in him. You see what's happening. You see what's coming. You see what's going on. And lest you think otherwise, Jesus is saying that his kingdom, while it might seem insignificant, is actually growing. There's an inevitability about it, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, though it might not seem so in this life. It might seem small and insignificant, but he is ruling and reigning, is building his church. It's why he would say, you read this and you can't help but think Jesus saying that I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It's reason for encouragement that we might not lose heart and press on in Christ. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, infallible word. Beginning in verse 24, he put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He put another parable before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened.' All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." Thus far, the reading of God's holy, infallible, inerrant, life-giving word. May add his blessings to this reading of it.